Right. So when we look at this, PDO is really interesting because it's ultimately out of a team's control. And so at the team level, we expect that your shooting percentage and your save percentage will always come back to the league averages. Individual players won't, but as a team, you will. And so when the Jets were really sort of picking up steam early December, they were in a PDO spike where their save and shooting percentage were at the top of the league. And that's a warning sign when you see that, that this is a team that's getting really lucky. They're getting lots of puck luck. All the bounces are going the right way. And they're really, you know, enjoying results beyond what we would expect based on their underlying work. Since that December 1st point, it almost looks like a roller coaster where they've gone from the top PDO in the NHL, saves and shooting percentage, to the very worst as we headed into the break, right at the bottom of the league. And that's been reflected in the standings, too. Ultimately, this is kind of odd, but it's a positive sign for Jets fans that they weren't going to stay as positively lucky as they were in early December, but they won't stay this bad either. They'll regress. Shots and saves will come back up to average as a team, and the results will level out a little bit more. But, you know, it's a really almost horrifying look. It looks like a roller coaster dropping off a mountain almost, that they went from such great luck to the absolute worst luck, and ultimately they'll regress to average, and they'll see some better results playing the way they are going forward.